Hey, Ryan. So, yeah, first I'd like to say it's a pleasure to talk to you today about how Abbott in Sligo is partnering with the local community here to drive the donation services. We're partnering up with Irish Blood Transfusion Services to do this. And as part of the larger Abbott MedTech company, Abbott in Sligo are excited to introduce a pioneering mixed reality distraction therapy. And that's really specifically tailored for those who may have fear of donating blood due to needles, etc. And we'll be using this distraction therapy in a specific donation clinic that we're partnering with Irish Blood Transfusion Services today. And what the technology does is really, it reduces the level of anxiety that people have in donating blood, because some people do have anxiety with needles, as I said, while also increasing the likelihood of donating blood again. And we're very targeted at younger donors, and we're finding data is telling us that with this distraction technology, we're looking at getting an 89% return rate on donors, which is key to prolonging the blood services.
And how crucial is this sort of work to increase the number of donors? I know the Transfusion Service often reiterate that there is a low amount of donors in Ireland. How important is this work?
It's extremely important work, and Abbott MedTech are the first to push this type of technology, because we look at the future of donation, which is extremely important. And as you said, Ryan, it's all it's a challenge, right? And the younger population aren't as forefront of donators as the previous older population have been. So we see mixed reality as a real driver to get the young donators and repeat donators working with us. It's not just a challenge in Ireland, it's a challenge globally. And as we know, every blood donation saves up to 3 lives. And it's extremely important to have a robust supply of blood in this country and globally.
And do you hope ultimately that this project will be used in hospitals nationwide to help the donations, or to blood centres as well for donations?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's where we're moving, Ryan. We expect this technology to take off, and we've seen it taken off in many countries across Europe and in donation centres in the US, where we attract donors in. We have two games. One of them is the Zen Garden, which people can play actually planting a garden while they're donating the blood, right? So you plant the seed and you grow your garden. It's controlled by your eyes and the technology. So you're not using your hands. You're just sitting there calmly listening to some nice music. And the donation is happening while you're doing all this. And it's a great distraction technique.